The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter live and local Saturdays 9 to noon. And again, we have we have online a Greg Kidd. I know. What is this? The Nixon Frost interviews here? I think three Saturdays or four Saturdays in a row. He is a sponsor, but we don't treat this like an infomercial. Greg Kidd is a Tahoe tech investor. He is running for U.S. seat for Nevada's Congressional District 2. That's the top half of the state from Reno to Elko plus Carson City. And he's on the phone with us right now, and we'll take questions for Greg at 884-9910. Mr. Kidd, you're at the Nevada Day Parade, I understand.
I am. I'm in Carson City. It is wild here.
Yeah, what have people been saying to you, and what have you seen there? Chatting with the folks?
Chatting with the folks. There's going to be a beard contest after the parade. I think Virginia City does very well in it. The helicopter just flew over with the American flag. It's all go here. The balloons went first thing this morning.
And how do you feel about Nevada when you see something like this and as you explore the state? Can you capsulize your feelings about our state?
Well, my gosh, I started with a pancake breakfast, and Governor Lombardo himself was there serving. And I actually also got served by Mark Amadei. He put pancakes on my plate. So it's great that everybody here in Nevada gets together. And my gosh, we got nothing like this in any other state I've seen.
Wow. Mark Amadei put pancakes on your plate. Well.
He did.
I like that civilized race between you two.
Yeah, we had a good debate the other week. And, you know, Mark, nothing personal between us. It's just good politics.
Did you speak with Governor Lombardo at all?
Just briefly, there's a bunch of legislation I look to be working on just for the state, you know, after the election. And so we'll pick up, met him earlier this month, last month in down in Las Vegas, and look forward to working with him in the next 2 years between this election and the next.
Greg Kidd is pro-choice. That issue is very present in your campaign website, but somebody is asking me, no stance on gun rights, Greg Kidd. It's kind of an important issue. I don't think I saw gun rights on your campaign website. So what do you say about that, sir?
No, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. I don't think there's much daylight between Mark and I on that issue. I think I supported what he did and the NRA did on the bump stocks back a couple of years back. So no daylight there. And really, I was actually surprised at the debate. Not much daylight between Mark and I on the abortion issue either. Those issues, not a lot of daylight between the two of us. Although Mark seems to favor what Nevada has done at the state level. I like what's at the state level. I'd like to see the protections at the national level as well.
Have you voted yet yourself?
I have not. I have filled out my ballot, but I believe I'm going to wait and vote on the day of the election in person.
Yes. Yeah. See, this, I am a firm believer in doing the same exact thing, but time after time, I have been burned by voting early, and then something comes up that your candidate says, you know, oh my gosh, I can't vote for this, but I can't go back. I can't get the people actually do ask if they can get their ballot back and vote again from the folks I talked to at the registrar's office. Yes, election
you and me both.
Yeah. So, okay, listen, you've been on with me three or four times. I have flat out run out of questions. I'm going to let you, we do have calls coming in, though, so we'll get those questions, 884-9910. But anything you want to bring up from the past week, what are people telling you? What are they asking you? And what have your visits to different rural towns been like? I'm curious to hear. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of people are voting early, especially Republicans this time. It used to be Democrats that voted early, but I hear a lot of Republicans voting early. Top issues for me, I guess one of the questions I've asked is, you know, because I've been fairly successful in my background, I am not looking to take a salary when I go to Congress. And, you know, I think just folks know that I'm not actually accepting any money from lobbying groups or corporate interests. And so just want to clarify for people, I'm pro those industries, just not taking their money. And, I want to bring high-paying jobs to Nevada. That's a big, big focus for me. Want to talk about that and what we can do to basically, because look, cost of housing's gone up 6 times as fast as wages here. So I want to see wages going up in Nevada. Just want to make sure those points are getting across.
All right, let's go to the phones for questions. And Paul, I guess he's reacting to what I just said about gun rights and asking you your position on that. Paul is calling on the Second Amendment. Hey, Paul, I'm glad you called. You're on with Greg Kidd.
Hi. So that wasn't much of an answer, not much daylight between us. So where I don't remember how Amity voted in bump stocks. And where do you stand, Greg, on this assault weapon issue?
Well, so I'm basically okay with what folks vote for. I mean, I don't think people should have rocket-propelled grenade launchers, but, the assault rifle thing, as long as folks are voting for it, I'll go with what folks vote for. On the bump stock, I think the point that folks made was it would be stronger if that legislation came from Congress, as it was, because it didn't come from Congress. The Supreme Court nullified all the legislation on bump stocks, and so... I don't think Mark's position or the NRA or mine are any different on that issue.
So you're okay with what people vote for, but where do you stand on the assault weapon issue?
I personally don't believe
what people vote for.
For hunting purposes and whatnot and defense of my home, I think assault weapons are over the top. But if people want them and they vote for them, I'm fine with that. It's a live and let live world for me. So,
all right, Paul, thanks for the...
That's over the top.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Let's go on to Robin. Robin calling from Reno, and I can't read that writing, Greg. I'm an old man. Robin, what's your topic? You're on with Greg Kidd.
Hey, my question for Mr. Kidd is this. From my understanding, he's only lived in the state of Nevada full time, I think 3 years-ish. And I am wondering why, after only living here for such a short time, he believes he knows what Nevadans want and what Nevadans need in our Senate, one of the highest level offices you can run for in Nevada. And this question comes from someone whose family has been here since the 40s.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Go ahead, Craig.
There's no hiding the fact that, I've only been here 3.5 years. And so I don't know. I have to ask questions. And that's why basically I'm out. I'm really just asking questions and spending time with the people. So, there's about, I think it's over 80% of the people in Nevada were not born here. In fact, that came up in the debate. I asked in the audience and, myself, like most of the rest of folks in the audience, we chose to come to Nevada. We didn't have the luck to be born here. So we've got to do extra duty to come up to speed on what folks here want.
Well, how dare she ask that? Because I just saw your last, your most recent TV commercial where you're walking on that rural road and around your neck you have a turquoise stone in the shape of Nevada. Really? Now.
Well, that was given to me by Will. He worked real hard on the legislation that helped legalize cannabis here in Nevada. And so it's been... It's been my lucky charm for the last 6 weeks.
Let me ask you, sir, about endorsements. The Las Vegas Review-Journal this week just endorsed Donald Trump for president. I don't get that paper anymore. What did they endorse for your race? Or did you get any other endorsements from any agency or media, sir?
I don't think we've been going for endorsements from media. There's a big, in the Reno newspaper, there's a long, I think it's almost 4 pages about me. I mean, it read like an endorsement, but no, we're not looking to rack up endorsements by the newspapers and whatnot, but we are thankful for the coverage.
Okay. How do you feel about the treatment? Is it fair from the people in charge of our ballot system, the registrar's office, and do you think everything has been a fair shake so far? You know, you're listed as independent, I believe, on the ballot. Any problems there?
Well, I think it says NPP, and it does vary by every county. I think folks know or may know that there was a bit of a hiccup in Carson City. The sample ballot was correct, but when the actual ballot went out, the independent party candidate was listed as a Democrat. Now, I'm going to put that down to an honest mistake, but, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, we do need to keep an eye on these ballots going out because there have been mistakes made. So, I hope they get that right by election day. They had to reprint those and resend those ballots out in Carson City. So we're keeping a close eye on those to make sure there's no more boo-boos made, because that would be unfortunate.
If people want to meet you today, where and when are you going to be, Greg Kidd?
Well, I'm up and down the parade line, but I'm hurt. I'm really interested in this beard contest. I have never been to a beard contest before, so I look for me at the beard contest after the parade finishes.
Okay. Well, all right. We're taking calls for Mr. Kidd at 884-9910. And we have a call coming in. I think it's Carson City. And is Cecilia ready there, Craig? As I said, I've run out of questions. So the more the merrier on this.
I've got some more points too, but if there's a question there, I'm happy to take it.
No, we'll take the callers here. 884-9910. Okay. Cecilia calling from Carson City. You're on the air. I'm glad you called with Gray Kid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask why Mr. Kidd is voting for Kamala Harris, he said last Saturday, when she's obviously a communist. And it doesn't make sense that I should vote for him.
All right. Thank you for the call. Greg, go ahead and counter that if you could.
Sure. Well, as I've mentioned before, there's a lot of interest that I'm aligned with the Trump campaign on, and it's been very personally beneficial to me from a business point of view. But I did mention before, just on a values basis, I don't agree with the approach of taking personal attacks against people. And so from a, you know, just the way I was raised, I don't believe that should be a person that we should have in the office of the presidency. I want everybody to treat people with respect. If anybody saw the debate I was in, I think Mark and I were very respectful to one another. But I want to see that from my leaders, and I want to see that for my kids. I don't want to see name calling or, you know, treating people with personal disrespect. And so that's just my personal value system. So even though I'm very aligned on a lot of interests and will work together with the Trump administration if they win on a bunch of issues, I just on a personal basis can't pull the ballot on that one.
All right. Let's go to Jim calling from Lake Tahoe. And Jim, you're on the phone with Greg Kidd, who's out there in Carson. Go ahead. Jim?
Yeah, I'm just curious why this. Can you hear me?
Turn your radio down, Jim. I think it's confusing you there. Much appreciated. Go ahead, Jim.
Much appreciated. Go ahead, Jim.
Are you still there, Jim? I think we might have lost him.
Yeah, why can't they cut the federal spending?
All right, simple question. Thank you, Jim. We'll let you go. Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
Sure. Well, this has been tough for Democrats and Republicans. The challenge has been that most people like the spending on defense, on Social Security, and on Medicaid and Medicare, like basically health care. And then when you add in on that interest, you're up to about 80% of the budget. So you've really only got 20% left, and nobody's been really willing to like cut the 80%. And so that's a tough area for both Democrats and Republicans, because I think in this campaign, we haven't heard either party talking about cutting any of those areas. And so I am a fiscal conservative. I'm from the Fed. And so, you know, I'm probably more willing to have those hard conversations than the representatives of the two parties today. So I am concerned with not just the deficit, but the debt. And, you know, I am willing to put my hand up to talk about cuts in those areas.
Boy, I hope that's truth to God right there, because they always say it. And look at the situation we're always in with the deficit. It scares me, but imagine it scares the young people more than anything that we're heading toward insolvency with this unapproachable deficit. It's just, and the government just doesn't seem to act like there is one. It's just no restraint whatsoever.
We're paying more now on interest on the debt than we're paying for the military. That's how big it is now, right?
It's a ridiculous situation.
You're absolutely right. This is the challenge. We're going to leave it to our kids. And I think if you look at, you know, what both Kamala has promised and Donald, they're both looking to layer a lot more debt onto the balance sheet, and our kids will pay for that.
Let me ask you this. The Democrats don't have a candidate in this race to go up against Mark Amadei for Congress, District 2. Have they approached you? Have they officially supported you in any way? We're talking about the local Washoe County Democratic Party or any other Democratic Party office in the state. Are they supporting you to any degree?
Well, because I'm nonpartisan, I'm working and talking with everyone, but I do not have, nor have I solicited, an endorsement from the Democratic Party at the national or the local level, because if I got that, I wouldn't really be nonpartisan now, would I? So there are individuals, someone like Jackie Rosen, who is got a reputation for being nonpartisan. It's okay for me to take an endorsement from her. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of Republicans outside the state, but as you can imagine, it would be awkward for someone in the state to endorse me because I am running, Mark's, you know, a Republican, even though I was a Republican before. It's just not good politics. And so I get it. My feelings aren't hurt. I'm a big boy. And so, you know, I get some recommendations and I do have some endorsements, and you can see what those are. But that's the state of the world today. That's what comes with running nonpartisan.
Right. I'm just astounded that the Democratic Party is just stepping out of this very important race for Congress. Unbelievable.
Well, and I just want to correct one thing.
All right. Now, here's
reports saying, I just want to say that there were reports that I just gave money to Democrats. They put a list down of Democrats I gave money to. They just left out the list of Republicans. I don't really like that kind of media where they try to make the impression that I haven't given money to Republicans as well. They just list the Democrats. And that's clearly, you know, an attempt to kind of paint me into a corner. And so
all right,
want to make
Greg,
a correction there.
Greg,
sure.
We're not going to take him now. We got to take a break. But our next caller is Jerry Evans. Oh, my gosh. You better prepare yourself, sir. That's
okay,
going to be a
up.
Fascinating call. Yes, buckle up, my friend. We're going to take a break right now. Jerry Evans will be talking to Greg Kidd. Oh, I can't wait. Next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk, time 11:24.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter live and local on the phone with Greg Kidd, and I can see the steam rising out of Minden, where Jerry Evans resides. And Jerry Evans is on the phone now with congressional candidate Greg Kidd. Jerry, I'm so glad you called. Go ahead.
Hey, John and Greg, and no steam coming out of the ears. Very, very calm and relaxed. In fact, I'm just getting ready to go shooting, and I'll make a quick point regarding quote unquote assault weapons. Do some homework, and even the people that may agree with me regarding modern sporting firearms versus an assault weapon, do a search today and find out how many people have been killed by hammers versus rifles. Just do a little bit of homework. An assault weapon is anything, including the pin in my hand, that can be used as an assault weapon. These black rifles that everybody seems to be afraid of and doesn't know what they're talking about, is no different, other than the type of shell, than what the VP nominee from Kamala Harris was using out in the pheasant field in that phony photo op opportunity with a Beretta A400. That's a semi-auto shotgun, which actually could do a lot more damage in a classroom than an assault rifle, quote unquote assault rifle. So, and we don't vote for that. People don't vote for that. Unfortunately, you get nitwits in Congress who don't know what they're doing. And because a rifle looks like something that somebody in the military uses, which is different, they ban it, or they try to ban it, or they put restrictions on it, or they use it as a way to fundraise. So I wish Paul, no offense, but do a little bit of homework and use the term assault weapon when it is, when anything is used as an assault weapon, axe, pen, high heel shoe, etc. But the point I want to make about to you too, Greg, and to everybody out there listening, regarding people that vote for Democrats in general, but Kamala Harris in general, if you have children or if you have grandchildren, and if this is a situation where you're trying to avoid somebody at the Thanksgiving table, just simply think about it this way. Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party in general, they put your family, your grandchildren, in more danger than there needs to be. You're voting for somebody that is okay with some dude, some sick, mentally ill dude dressed in a dress, walking into a girl's bathroom after your granddaughter or my granddaughter walks into the bathroom. You're taking away an opportunity if you have grandsons who happen to be white. You're taking away an opportunity for them down the road that they may have earned. And you notice I didn't say given, but earned, simply because of their skin color.
All right.
Am I making any sense to anybody?
No.
And
do you have something?
Grandchildren or children, stop talking for a second, and then I'll stop completely and let... and I'll listen to you. You're putting me in danger as well by the Democrats, this DEI party that picks a black man who doesn't know how many feet are supposed to be between an airliner coming in and landing versus one taking off simply because he's black. And that has nothing to do with race, because mm-hmm. Tony Grady would be a much better pick as an FAA, the head of the FAA, who has pilot experience, who has air race experience, etc. Just simply picking people because, A, they're liberal, B, they're a Democrat, and C, they're either gay, tranny, or black. We used to be a merit-based society. And one last one, or somebody in charge of a nuclear, not necessarily in charge, but part of the nuclear regulatory agency, picking him because he wears a dress, shaves his head, and wears bright red lipstick. So you're
all
voting
right,
for somebody, Greg, that is putting people in danger that don't need to be in danger.
All right.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your call. Greg, any response to Mr. Evans?
Hello.
Well, I'm running nonpartisan. I don't really know about all that transgender. I just know that, you know, dudes, women's bike race. So, and I think most people can figure out what bathroom door to go in. So, I'm not here to have some sort of, you know, I don't know all the references that were made here, but I just have common sense practices, and I think most people can figure out which bathroom to go into. So, yeah. And on the gun thing, I've already said I'm pro Second Amendment. If there's some uncertainty about what an assault weapon is, I'm not really aware that there's a lack of definition over what an assault weapon is, but I'm fine.
Well, that was that was the caller's definition. And listen, I'm not here to correct people. I mean, if that's okay. Well, we got a break for Fox News. Greg, it was a pleasure talking with you again. Are we talking to you again next Saturday?
We should be. And, you know, I just want to say, again, I had a great debate. I encourage people to see the debate. You know, I just want my thing with Mark is I just would like to have a little bit more energy.
Right.
He's only gotten five bills passed. And
Got
you know,
it, got it, got
happy
it.
To talk
okay,
about
we'll talk to you.
Issues. next week.
We'll talk to you next Saturday. Oh, my gosh, this is the Nixon Frost interviews. We're breaking for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Enjoy the parade, Greg. FM News Talk right. Time, 11:34.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local, Saturday 9 to noon. 57 degrees in Carson City, where the parade has been fantastic from all accounts. Back to the phone, 884-9910. We have a few. Let's start back with Jerry Evans. Hey, Jerry.
Caller, right? As soon as I finished, my phone line just dropped, and I didn't get to hear all of Greg Kidd's response. I got a little bit of it about values and stuff, and I wish I could have stayed on because...
I'll tell you what he said. He said he believes in the Second Amendment, and he agrees that hunters should have... their weapons. He doesn't think we should own bazookas, or as Paul said, the caller. Go ahead.
Hang on. Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. Absolutely nothing. Period. So first and foremost, that's that. The Second Amendment wasn't created to protect someone's right. It's a constitutional right in 43 or 44 states, but it has nothing to do with hunting. And I wish, again, it's not, and the way I'm introduced is as if I'm some sort of a steaming lunatic or anything. I'm just simply pointing out the facts. I'll try to put a little bit of a smile in my voice and just point out the facts. And the Second Amendment was there to protect citizens from their own government, period. And without the Second Amendment, none of the other amendments make any sense. But I want to jump back to the value thing about the, and again, I'd say Trump drives me crazy and is his own worst enemy and says stupid stuff there, okay? That's the pre-qualifier to say that's worse than somebody who wants to allow men to follow your granddaughter into the bathroom? Honest to God, I put on a pair of boxers instead of panties, put on your big boy pants, and if you don't want to vote, so be it. But if you're saying you're going to vote for Kamala Harris because you don't like Trump, you're putting, again, I look at if whether I'm talking to you face-to-face over the phone or across the dinner table or the Thanksgiving table, which it won't happen in my world, but you're saying that you're going to put my granddaughter, my grandson, or me, myself, in more danger by voting for a person who has allowed thousands, hundreds, millions of illegal immigrants to come into this country, as well as the murderers and the rapists. You're going to put me, myself, and my family and the rest of the United States in danger because you don't like what Trump calling people names or his tweets or whatever, any of that sort of stuff. I don't personally think I would like the guy, but I sure like the fact that he seems to do and did what was best for the country. And that's just the point that I would simply make as you sit there and you're maybe talking to somebody that is considering or has voted for Kamala Harris and company, let them know. You put my grandson, my granddaughter, and myself, and my family in more danger than they should be in the United States of America, in this society that we live in. That's what you're voting for when you vote for them. That's all.
That's all?
Other than, that's it, John. Other than that, how's your day?
all right, my friend.
All right.
Well, thank you, sir.
So anyway, one last point is these people, the holier-than-thou people that say that they don't hate anybody, guess what? You're for that? You're for a dude following my granddaughter into the bathroom? I hate you.
All right. Well said. Thank right. you, sir.
I'll end it on that bright note.
All right. Mr. Evans, have a great weekend, okay?
All right. I hope I didn't spoil your weekend, John. There's some coloring books out. There's some coloring books out in the lobby if you need to take a break from the show.
That's perfect for me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Right. As right. Jerry Evans and his five last points. Let's go to Paul calling from Reno. Hey, Paul, I appreciate your call on 99.1. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Hey, I hope I didn't piss Jerry Evans off. I agree with him 100%. I used the term assault rifle when I asked my question.
You're the kid. You're the reason.
I'm the guy.
You're the reason. I'm the reason. You got Jerry riled up. You said assault rifles.
All right. If I'd asked him about the Second Amendment, he would have said, oh, he's a Second Amendment guy. I'm going to tailor my answer that way. If I ask him about assault rifles, he's going to tailor his answer a different way. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get him into that mode. So I agree with Jerry Evans 100%. I'm sorry, sir. But
all right, you go away.
Jerry Evans is right. Thank you.
Okay. Wait. We're going to have to live with that answer for a while now. Jerry is right.
Yeah,
you better
right.
say that.
Second Amendment is to ensure a free state. Nothing to do with hunting. It's to ensure a free state, and that's to me,
it's a personal safety issue because we have crime on the rise. I don't care what the other party says. It is up. They're locking up stuff in stores. People are breaking into homes left and right. The car theft numbers are astronomical. And when somebody busts through into my house with a club or something like that, and I call the police and I call 911, I'm talking 12-minute wait, okay? So it's personal safety. You need a firearm. Enough said.
I agree. That's a secondary benefit to the Second Amendment, but primary is to ensure a free state. So I'm there. It's just the way you have to word the question to get the answer.
Yes.
The true answer that they feel, and that's why I did it that way. So
have a good day, John. All right. That's troublemaker Paul, who called up and said those two words together, which incites a management reaction. It's the nicest way I can put it. Oh, we got one more break here. Back, open topic, 884-9910. Feel free to call. We're on till noon, so that's our last break coming up. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:47.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter here live and local every Saturday morning in our last segment right now. And 1 minute ago, you heard a radio commercial for Kamala Harris for president. I remember we ran Kamala Harris ads last Saturday, too. Now, to me, that shows me that she has some common sense to run an ad on this station and value your vote. I think even Mr. Evans would agree with that. Let's go to the phones. Bob is calling from Sparks. Hey, Bob, I appreciate your call. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Good to talk to you. First of all, I want to tell you that I was a big fan of yours when you did the news, okay? And, reporting things like the drunk drivers and somebody killed, all that kind of stuff. I believe that you are so much more useful to the community and what we do in the position you're in right now. And I hope you are in this position doing this for a long, long time until you get tired of doing it. Now, just to give you an example, I was all set to vote for Greg Kidd, whatever his name is, okay? Kidd, okay? And when he got on the radio and you interviewed him and he said that he was going to support Harris, I said, that's it. There is no freaking way in this God's green earth I would vote for him if he's going to support Harris. Then I find out, not only that, but the guy lives in Sausalito, okay? Peru, you folks don't know where that is. That's in the once great state of California. So anyway, this is how you can influence people into doing the sensible and right decision. So I really appreciate it, and I think you're doing a fantastic job. Tell your boss what I said.
Okay. I do appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much. That's profound that you said that to me. Really means a lot. It's 11:53. Thank you, Bob. Got to go. We got another caller coming in. Yeah, have a great weekend. Temperature right now, 57 degrees and gorgeous out there. And happy Nevada Day. We celebrate more than a state. We celebrate a treasure of natural beauty and heritage from the deserts to the mountain peaks. May every corner we explore fill our hearts with joy. He brought up the TV news, and it brings me back to 1978. And 79, when I was in Reno on morning radio, Channel 8, Colo News, had 85% of the audience. That's true. I saw the ratings myself back then. Channel 2, KTVN, had 10%. And Channel 4, when it was KCRL, bore no resemblance to the KRNV today. It was owned by Mrs. Cord. And there was really no budget there for news. Although I thought anchorman John Furpo did a very fine job. But Channel 4, yeah, had 5% then, not now. And today, all three stations, they are basically tied. They have been for years. But going back to Colo's 85%, they did it with people like Tad Dunbar and Aaron Breen. Back then and today, the news on all three stations, it's basically the same. It's the people that make the difference, like Ask Joe on Channel 4. And at Channel 2, Andy, me, Colin Jackson, Mike Alger, we're not there anymore. We're gone. I can't speak for the other three, but in my case, they really they didn't want me there. And to this day, almost 4 years later, after being cut off on the air, I still get people asking what happened. And I tell them, short version, my contract was ending in 3 months. They asked me if I would sign a new one for 2 years. I said, abso-darn-lutely. I didn't sense that they were happy to hear that, but the manager said he'd get, you know, right on the contract. And I kept waiting and waiting for that contract. And I even signed a 2-week extension of the old one. Still no contract, you know, never showed me a new contract. And a week before the old one ended, they had no new contract for me to sign. And I asked, can I work here without one? And they said no. And my last day was June 30th, 2021. No severance, no goodbye on the air, just computer shut down and you're out the door. And I miss it. The point is, companies like that that don't hire or keep with the old pros, you know what? That's how you get the 85% audience, to have the old pros there. And but we're kind of in an ageist society, if I, you know, and I've observed it in many ways. Let's go to Susan calling in Reno. Hey, Susan, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, John. I'm just calling about that Kamala commercial. And I've been listening to politics forever. And I tell you what, she has changed her tune a lot. And if you and she's a Marxist just like her mom and dad. And if you know anything about Marxism, they lie, 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 and they will change it so they will win. If you talk to any Venezuelan that is down there or any other communist country, they lie until they get voted in, and then they change the country. And that's all I want to say, because I told them I'd be short. Okay?
Well,
thank you.
I don't have to ask you who you're going to vote for.
No, you got it. Trump, vote Republicans and anybody that's undecided.
Did you already vote, Susan?
I did. I voted the second day.
All right. Did you vote in person? And what was that like for you?
It was easy. I just took my ballot in. I had filled it all out, and I just put it in the box. And after listening to one of the people you had on your show, that I should have gone to the machine. Anyway, at least I voted, right?
You did, and congratulations, and thank you so much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you. I love your show. I love your show. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Anyway, to wrap up what I was saying, local TV news viewers want people who know their town inside and out. They watch people who have the contacts to get the story first, not the newcomers who come from California and mispronounce our names and places and read the press releases and use our Reno stations as basically stepping stones to get a job in a bigger market. We miss the hometown pros on our news. And, you know, it's not what it used to be. I do appreciate you putting up with me and Jerry, of course. Next Saturday, we'll have more fun here as we get very close to the election. So we'll be all keyed up and energetic and worth listening to. That's next Saturday from 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Craig, you did an amazing job juggling all this in Carson City.
Yeah, you couldn't see the circus that was going on around here.
I saw the call screener lit up like a Christmas tree. And you need two people there to run things, I think. Yeah. Get Jerry to hire another person. I'm sure he'll do that. Talk to you folks next Saturday. Have a great weekend. Happy Nevada Day.